Every year, one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services, so your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. It's like your own personal post office. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, if you're of a certain age, you'll remember the name Jack Maranin. A regular in the media during the 70s and 80s, he established the Garda Representative Association, which went on to run for 27 years. Tim Dahl, himself a former guard, has just published a book about the Maranin called The Changing of the Guard, and he joins us now on News Talk. Afternoon, Tim.
Good afternoon, Sean.
I suppose the story starts in 1961. There's a huge issue about pay among the Gardaí, and 1,000 people pack into a ballroom, and apparently there's chaos there.
Well, mayhem we call it, but it was a serious repercussion. But it had been coming, because these were the second generation of Gardaí. As you know, they do 30 years. We do 30 years, sometimes more. But next year is the centenary of the Guard. And this book is part of that, because we are trying now to get oral history. We're trying to get all the history that we can from the guards. And this is part of it. And this is littered with evidence, in a way, or recalled from different guards. But there were 60 men staying in Fitzgibbon Street upstairs. And they were all under 5-year service, most of them. And there was a pay award given, and they got nothing. Mm. And the row started, and the whole team moved on and went to Croke Park. And outside Croke Park, they were put out of the station by the sergeant, went down to Croke Park, and they said, we're going to have a proper meeting. So they picked them at Cushley Hall, and they went in there. They put up posters, and they went in there. And this guy came from Redfarnham, Jack Maranin. And as many witnesses say, it was a frightening thing to see all these big, huge men shouting at an invisible protagonist. They were all shouting, and the guards take up a lot of space, and they're loud in demeanor and physical. So Maranin, probably a smallish enough man, went up on the stage, and he took charge. And he set the tone, and he said, right, we're going to spread the gospel, we're going to go to the country, and we're going to keep this going now. And it was... there was names taken of guards by inspectors lined up outside, and it went on for 3 or 4 days. Then there was men going slow now, honestly. The big traffic men were going slow, and different things happening.
Right.
He was a minister for justice, and he was trying to intervene, but he couldn't. He wasn't successful. And his father-in-law, Sean Lemass, was involved.
Yeah.
But they went to the country, the guards, Cork, Limerick, and 4 days later, there was 10 of them sacked, including Maranin.
Right.
So then they were to have another meeting in Bray, another Macushla, and the night before that happened, the commissioner for Dublin, Billy Quinn, very nice man, his wife was killed in a traffic accident on the Blackrock Road, and the guards at Maranin again and his guards immediately called off this Bray thing, and John Charles McQuaid, the man himself, the reputed, have said, look, these are fine, decent men, why can't we sort this out? And he took charge of the whole thing. And he was the man that brought him back. And they were all reinstated. And they were given their own representative body, the interest they never had. And Maranin was general secretary. And 2 or 3 months later, he was offered promotion, but he declined it.
Right, OK. And did he decline it directly in as a swap for setting up a representative body?
No, he declined it before. That dragged on a bit when they were setting up the new association, the Garda representative body. That dragged on a bit, like everything that the government was stuck into. They were dragged on and on. But he had gone up for promotion, and he had got, and actually the man that sacked him, a famous man, Eamon Doherty, he was a commissioner after, very influential man, he put him on the promotion list, and he took his time, and he said, no, I'm not taking it. And he was actually offered, which is a strange thing, and it's we have this fact as well. There was a great man, a very powerful man, important man, Peter Berry, in the Department of Justice at the time, and he became famous due to the arms trial and all that stuff when the border erupted into the south. So he rang Maranin personally, and he said, I'll make you a detective sergeant in Tallaght. And Maranin said, no. And he got at him again. He said, I'll make you a detective sergeant in the depot above in the headquarters, which was a great, one of the best jobs. Jack said, sorry, no. So that was it. He went on as general secretary in 1962 when that representative body appeared. And he stayed then for until 78, when the whole representative body was increased threefold. Yeah. There was only about 10 members in it early on. And then after 78, it was increased to 30. He wanted to go down the country, go everywhere, because the place was, there was murders happening, there was everything happening. So he was a man of his time, and in my opinion, probably the greatest Garda of my time anyway, of the second generation of Garda.
Yeah, I'm sure people would remember him, sure, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s, he was...
Yes,
never
retired in 1989.
Never off the telly, yes. So, but I suppose one of his major achievements, now there were many, as you'd argue in the book, but the commission that was set up,
yes,
during the 1960s to look,
yes,
at Garda pay.
Yes, that was 68. They were in consultation, or in the conciliation, trying to get a pay award, and the firemen were in there as well. And Mr. Barry, very wise man, very, very skillful man in these situations, he wanted to bring the firemen and the guards together. And then he'd only have one problem to worry about when he'd have the two of them joined together. So Marin kicked on this anyway. And for the first time ever in the force, a commissioner, Patrick Carroll from Strabley and County Leash, he stood up and he issued a statement saying, there's no way that you could equate what the firemen do and what my members do.
Did he often or ever butt heads with the senior officers in the Gardaí, per se, or was it usually the government he was battling with?
No, he fought very seriously with Edmund Garvey, a big, tough man, commissioner from Roscommon. And the Marin wrote a particular, he used to write very strong editorials in the Garda Review. That was the organ of the Guards. And Marin used to really write great stuff, and there's a lot of it in this book. But he took on Garvey anyway, and Garvey sent a file, a report to the DPP, Eamon Barnes, to charge Marnon and a number of other top guards. There was Paddy Culligan, actually, was mentioned in that as well. He was to be charged as well, and he became a commissioner after. So there was about four or five of them, and he sent his men over to the DPP with directions to have these people charged with usurping the state.
Hmm.
And it's that's related in that, which never happened anyway. But he had a number of falling out then with Larry Wynne, who was a later commissioner in the 80s. And there was a serious, he had a serious row with him over a young guard in 1981. There was the famous kidnapping of Tidy. They went down to Dorado Wood at Christmas time, and the recruits were taken out to him for more. They were only half their training done at Christmas time. They were taken out in the dead of the morning, and weren't even told where they were going. Went up to Leitrim. And they went out and they were lined up in here with the army and other guards and stuff like that. And they walked into this wood and one of them was shot dead, young Gary Sheehan. And an army man, Paddy Kelly as well, married man with a couple of children, he was shot as well. And that was unreal. And it was a strange thing. But earlier we had a Garda, a former Garda, had left the force and went into politics. And he became the Minister for Justice. And he had promised an aerial wing for the guards, but he never got it. And that was what they wanted in that situation, but they never had it. That was Sean Doherty.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of backs and forth in this, and it's fairly strong. I think it's fairly strong, you know, and it's fast moving. I think it's a good, I think it's a great, and I was delighted, actually, just to go on a slight bit, Sean. I was delighted. It's very hard. It's very hard for a guarder like myself to get published.
Mm.
Like you can publish, we publish books, and I published two books way back in the 70s, I've self-published. My good wife actually sent this book to different people, and she sent it, she liked the title of Curragh Press, because we'd be from the country, and the Curraghs and the Navogues and all that. And we got, this guy Gary came back to me that evening, and he said, I love this book, and I want to publish it, so I said, fire ahead. And then Alba was, she did a beautiful job in this book. And somebody rang me this morning and said, you know, you'll buy that book just to have it. It's all nicely done. To suit any press, he said. It's lovely. So that, right. I just wanted to say that.
Right. Well, no doubt people will be wanting to do that. The book is called The Changing of the Guards. Tim Doyle is the author. Tim, thanks very much.
That's all.
You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. We're going to take a break after that. What the Windsors did next.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
A new year is full of surprises, but one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services. So when postage goes up, your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com is like your own personal post office, wherever you are. You can even take care of orders on the go with the mobile app. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Schedule package pickups, automatically find the cheapest and fastest shipping options, and seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. There's even a supply store where you can stock up on mailing supplies, labels, even printers. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. All you need is a computer or phone and printer. Take a chunk out of your mailing and shipping costs this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.